Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I saw that injury that hit the game, when I watched the tape, I was like, wow. And so to see him come back yesterday after missing a ball game and just being fearless out there in his tackling, I mean, there were no signs that he was afraid or wasn't going to tackle. He was there early on making tackles on their running backs, on their tight ends. Dane in a lot of ways is a warrior in his effort and the way he approaches the game. And he played very, very well for us in his first game back. He did a good job.
That is Leslie Frazier, the Bills defensive coordinator, talking about Dane Jackson. Dane Jackson played well. Am I the only one that was kind of nervous about him being back in the game? I had no real reason, tangible reason to be that way, but man, shook after what happened to Tua. That's all I was thinking about with Dane Jackson throughout the week. Maybe, I was the only one on that, but after what happened to Tua and he got rushed back, he shouldn't have been out there in the first place against the Bills last Sunday. And that's different, right? That's a concussion. Dane Jackson is a neck injury. It's different. But I was having that thought of, man, I know the Bills are careful with that stuff, and they took, obviously, a ton of precaution with him, ambulanced off the field, immobilized, make sure the neck was straight and everything as they stretched him off. And then, you know, it took him a week before he was really back to a real practice, even though he was on the practice field in a red non-contact. They ramped him up. But it was quick, you know? That sport is, I mean, it's gladiator sport. And on another team, there was a guy who was pretty evidently concussed, and his team found a way to put him back on the field. And he was back on the field because they needed him. And you saw him laying on the ground with his fingers twisted in a way that human fingers should not be twisted in. His brain short-circuited on the field. And getting that visual out of my head will take weeks watching this sport. So, yeah, I had that thought about Dane Jackson. Because I was in the stadium. Was it? How many days ago now? 17 days ago? Whatever it was from the game. It was 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks of being ambulanced off the field, there he is on the field again. But again, you have to trust that the NFL health and safety protocols, the way teams operate, the way the Bills operate, would not have put him in risk. But, you know, I'm skeptical about the whole league on stuff like that. So it's hard to just assume that everybody's good at all times because there's just so many examples of guys that aren't that end up back out there. So great that he made it through the game healthy and appears to be completely fine now. You have no idea what he's like, you know, what he's dealing with when he goes home, but on the field, he looked great. He was spectacular. Dane Jackson, I saw a stat yesterday from Next Gen Stats. Xavien Howard is number one in the NFL in ball hawk rate. I forget what goes into ball hawk rate. I mean, we all know what a ball hawk is, right? We've been watching football long enough. Something like passes deflected plus interceptable balls plus interceptions. Like there's some formula for next-gen stats that arrives at something called ball hawk rate. And Xavien Howard, corner of the Dolphins, is number one in the NFL. Dane Jackson is number two. Number two. He's been dynamite. And it actually poses a question that we'll have, you know, in a couple weeks to a month from now, whenever this happens. But when the Bills get fully healthy at corner, who plays? Maybe it's a rotation. They've never really had a rotation at that position, but this situation might warrant it because Tre'Davious White, when he's healthy, is a top five corner in football. So you've got him. Dane Jackson's been great all season, and he was good in limited sample size before this season, so he warrants playing. Kyer Elam has been phenomenal. Kyer Elam, against Baltimore, had one target thrown his way, and he was covering Rashad Bateman a lot. Kyer Elam, who was a first-round rookie that didn't even start his first game for the Bills at corner, he basically shut down Baltimore's number one wide receiver. And that's kind of been under-talked about. I'm not even sure it's been mentioned. He basically took away their number one receiver. Elam warrants playing. Christian Benford warrants playing for how good he looked. Xavier Rhodes is on the team now. And I was arguing for him last week that he was better in Indianapolis than he got credit for. That's five guys. I don't know what they do at that position. It's a good problem to have because it will mean that they're insanely deep. But I'm very curious to see how they operate that. Because, again, that's five guys that all warrant some snaps. Maybe Rhodes doesn't. Maybe Rhodes just practice squad insurance. Maybe just goes back into retirement or whatnot, if he even was retired. But that's four guys that all probably should be playing. And you can't play them all. So, rotation, keep everybody healthy, probably the way to go about it. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get to AFC Tuesday tiers, but I want to keep taking calls. We've been flying through a conversation about James Cook, the offense, his skill set, speed in the Bills offense. It doesn't have to be about Cook. If you got a guy you want the Bills to add, I'm listening. DeSean Jackson, I mentioned earlier. Will Fuller's out there. T.Y. Hilton's out there. There are guys available. Beckham, of course. We could always fire that back up. Let's go to the phone lines, though. And we'll start with Ben in Amherst. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on, man.
Sure.
We actually just got back from Baltimore yesterday. And great game to be at, by the way. There was, like, no quitting those guys watching them. One of the unique things about being at the game is you get to see everything, unlike the broadcast. And so get to see the warm-ups, get to see the game, and you can kind of focus in on somebody. So I watched Gabe Davis a little bit, and you can tell he's clearly just not the Gabe Davis last year. The injury's kind of beating him up. Kind of wondering what your thoughts are at this point, if it's in the best interest of the team to maybe just put him on a snap count or maybe just leave him out a week just to kind of let that ankle heal up. I'll hang up and listen to you talk.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ben. I'll be interested to see how practice goes this week for him. Last week, remember, he was limited early in the week, then he didn't practice, then he was limited again, and then he was on the field. He doesn't look right to me. And the reason he doesn't look right to me is nothing is happening down the field. It's all contested catches, which is part of his bread and butter. That might be the butter. The butter for Gabe Davis is the contested catch. The bread is down the field. That's where he gives you his value. Think of the Chiefs plays. The Chiefs plays are a microcosm of his entire career. His body type and his draft profile might speak to, oh, big body contested catch guy. But what he's done in the league and what the stats show you from his NFL days, talking like he's a retired player, the last 3 years, his value comes down the field. And the Chief game is a microcosm of that. Think about the balls he won. The bomb down the field, 75-yard touchdown rainbow over the top that got the Bills back in that game. He got behind his corner and then got behind the safety, and he scores a touchdown, 75 yards. Think about the game-tying touchdown with 13 seconds left, where he's running a post pattern where he cuts in front of the face of the safety, and it's what? Is that 30 yards, 35 yards? That's down the field. The touchdown, I'm all over the place here on timeline, but the fourth down touchdown he scores, that is Davis intimidating the corner with his speed. And then, as he arrives at the corner's space, he gives him a jab step, and a head fake to the left and cuts right. But why the corner falls and why that Chiefs corner is off balance and goes down is because Davis has him on pins and needles because he's running at him full speed. That is Gabe Davis. And none of that's happening right now. All three times he got the ball last week against the Ravens, he's got a guy draped all over him. And he's got to catch those because usually he's good in those situations. But he does not look right to me. And he is vital to their offense. Vital. To be the number two, to be down the field, to be touchdown maker. He's vital. So, the Steeler game, do I need Gabe Davis to beat the Steelers? I probably shouldn't. But, you know, they lose that game somehow, and we might be going, oh, he should have played. I don't know. I might favor on the side of caution there. The Chiefs are coming up next week. It's a bad Steelers team. But what complicates it is Crowder now is out, and McKenzie has a concussion. We'll see what happens with him. So, who are you at? Are you at practice squad Isaiah Hodgins starting if Gabe Davis rests? Because I'm all for Gabe Davis resting in this game to be right for the Chief game and later in the season. That's what's important, is later in the season. Most important, at least. But where am I at? Diggs, Shakir. Am I right to say Hodgins is next on the list if McKenzie wasn't able to go? That's tough. Let's keep going through some phone calls. What do we got next? We got Chuck in Hamburg. Chuck, you're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, man. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Cook has easily been, you know, it's hard when you have a roster that's loaded. You know, we have these draft class coming in. It's hard to get excited about them because your roster is already so stacked. Cook has been the one that when we drafted him, I was elated. You know, it's something totally different than what we have. And my head's going to blow up if I have to listen to more of this. Veterans are allowed to make mistakes and rookies are not. It's, you know, they're all football players. And his skill set is so much noticeably different than Singletary and Moss. There was a play against the Dolphins. He was in shotgun against Allen, or with Allen. And Allen takes like three steps after he gets the ball. And Cook is already like 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. Like, that's how fast he is. And, you know, we want to talk about, you know, veterans and they're allowed to make mistakes. How many more times do we have to watch Zach Moss get stuffed on a third and one? Or, yeah, like you said, how many times do we have to watch Singletary fumble? Or he drops passes too. And this is one thing that drives me nuts, because I think McDermott fosters the same mentality. You know, like he gains the trust of the veterans, and, you know, he kind of favors them a little bit more than the rookies and all this stuff. You know, I'm thinking in terms of this year as well as past this year, like for all intents and purposes, Singletary is probably gone after this year because we're not going to be able to afford him. You know, wouldn't you want to develop Cook and get him ready to be your prime back for not just maybe this year, but what about the next couple of years after this, and have that skill set to really pair this up with the offense? And we need speed, you know, and with McKenzie down, Crowder's down. Dawson Knox, where you at, bro? I mean, you got paid, you know, where you at? You know, I mean, it seems like Morris is almost playing just as good as he is. So, like, we need weapons on this offense. And as soon as he fumbled against St. Louis, I'm like, throw my hands up. I'm like, we're not going to see him at all for the rest of the year. And, you know, he drops a pass in Baltimore. He's done for the game. Like, we have to give these guys an opportunity, regardless of whether they're veterans or rookies, to make up for their mistakes. And whether you played sports or you've coached sports, especially at a competitive level like this, you know, it's not going to happen with them on the sidelines or on the bench or whatever. So, like, for the love of God, like, Dorsey, McDermott, if you guys are listening, let's go Cook. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. All good points. We'll keep rolling through. Anthony and Hamilton, you're next up. What's up, Anthony?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I had two quick questions. First question is, can you see, in your opinion, can you see James Cook have take a similar role that Tony Pollard has taken in Dallas? You know, I know what the intent of drafting James Cook was to the Buffalo Bills when it comes to his, when it comes to his pass catching ability. But do you believe that you know, he he can kind of turn into that explosive player, because he has shown signs of that so far?
Yeah, I like the comparison to Pollard. Pollard is lightning in a bottle, and Dallas has found creative ways to use him, and they're using him as much as they are Zeke now in the backfield, which that one's like a whole nother situation. Pollard's been better than Elliott for maybe 3 years now, maybe four, and they're just now figuring out how good he is. Man, if it took that long here, if Cook would have to do it, right? I mean, he's got to be on the field first to even do it. But if Cook gave them good production on a similar sample size to what Pollard got, I'd hope it wouldn't take them 4 years like it's taken Dallas. But who knows? I don't know how much I trust the Bills on that front in skill positions. I trust the Bills and Bean and McDermott in a lot of different areas. Getting to young guys who can contribute right away quickly? I don't know. It took them forever to get to Gabe Davis being a regular contributor. Forever. And all the guy did was produce when he was out there. And they wouldn't trust him. At least they wouldn't trust him to be a full-time starter when he absolutely warranted and deserved it. So I'm trying to think if there's other instances of that. I don't know whether or not I would trust the Bills to get to James Cook if he even was producing. I think there is a stigma about young players and rookies. And I wish we'd throw the labels out. If the guy helps you win right now, I don't care that he's a rookie. But again, we got to find out if he can help us win right now. Let's go to Ray and Clarence. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Joe. I'm going to use a money analogy. You know, why do people save money? They save money for the rainy day. It's one of the reasons. Well, you know what? We're in a rainy day season. You know, I really believe this is the week to sit Gabe Davis. And my rainy day fund are these wide receivers on the practice squad. Why do you have Hodge? Is this his fourth year? I mean, if you're not going to play him for the sake of a player, cut him. If you're not, this is the time to play him. You got Tavon Austin. You got Stevenson you drafted. I mean, if you like these guys and you're keeping in development, now's the time to get him in. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm not saying that these guys are game breakers, but I think Gabe Davis, from a psychological standpoint, I think when we go to Kansas City, you know, we just torched him, whether he's healthy or not, you know, I think that guy's in it. So we want him healthy for that game. This is the perfect game to sit him and rest him. You know, I mean, but you're going to play Kumerow as a wide receiver over these guys that you've been stashing on the practice. But now is the time. It's rainy day. Let's do something a little bit different, because you're right. We're stagnant. That's the proper word I've been looking for a few weeks, is we're stagnant. I'd like to give them a try. And if not, then release them. I mean, what are you saving Hodgson for if you're not going to use him? When will you use him?
Yeah. No, that's a good... Do you worry at all, though, about like the style of receiver he is? Because he's supposed to be the big body, like contested catch guy.
You know, it doesn't matter. A receiver's a receiver. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're not going down the sideline. We're not throwing, you know, what, a few times we threw it to Diggs. I mean, that's not been our pattern this year, so... We need possession. We need guys to catch it.
Yeah. Ray, thanks for the call. I think Hodgins is intriguing. I don't need to see him on the field. He didn't come with a lot of draft status in the first place. Sixth-round pick. And he was always a slot guy. Now he's playing more at the X and the Y position. Learned that in the offseason. I'm a little bit intrigued, though. So, yeah, I'd like to see him get a little bit of run. Do I need to see him start? That's where the Gabe Davis resting conversation got a little tricky for me. I'd like to see Hodgins get some snaps on Sunday against the Steelers. But I don't need to see him. Because I think the odds that he's a real difference maker for you, an impact player for you when it counts and when it matters late in the season and playoff games against the Chiefs, I'm just not I'm not thinking that's ever going to happen. Can he give me some depth? Maybe. But I think that's probably the extent of it. That's the other thing about Cook. When you have speed and you have agility like he does, and the profile that he does, it has you daydreaming about a superstar, right? He has a lot of the same traits that Alvin Kamara's do and Christian McCaffrey's do. And because those traits exist, that's why you want to see it explored. Because if there is a superstar in there, dig it out. Find it. Explore for it. And there's some chance that is in there with James Cook. Second round pick, again, star running backs go in the second round every year. So is that in there? Guys like Hodgins, you know, sixth round pick, not that fast, contested catch. He might be a nice player, but he's not going to be a star in the league. He's not going to be an impact player. He's not going to be the difference between you winning a playoff game and not. And Cook probably won't either. But is there a star player in there? If there's any chance of that, and I think there's some chance of that, find it. Find out. Because that upside helps the Bills win more than anything Zach Moss could do. Anything. Even if Cook, at the end of the day, is going to give you less than what Zach Moss would right now, because there's some chance he could be a star player for you down the road in this season, that is just another reason why that guy should be playing. Especially over guys that we know what they are, like Zach Moss. Let's go to Anthony in Massachusetts. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good.
So I wanted to jump in on the James Cook conversation. I think I agree that, you know, he should get more reps and more playing time. I'm curious what you think, if it's like opponent based, because we looked at the first half of the schedule and we're like, wow, this is a gauntlet. And then it kind of gets easier after the bye. I mean, I don't agree if it's opponent based, but I'm just curious if they're like, all right, let's just get through to the bye. And then maybe like when they're playing some of the quote unquote weaker opponents, they give him more reps, more room for error in those games, just to get his feet wet going into the playoffs. Because I agree, we need some speed. We need the different element to the offense, and it is stagnant. But I'm just curious what you think if they're just trying to get to the bye, you know, get through these next couple of games. I think he should play more this week based on the opponent, and hopefully he does. But I don't know if that thought just came to my head when I was looking at the schedule, and I remember everyone was talking about how much of a gauntlet the first couple of weeks will be for this team, and, you know, if we can get through it at 4-2, and then maybe unload James Cook and see what he can bring to the offense more.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. I think that's probably right. I think the way they probably are operating with Cook in the backfield, that's probably what they're doing. They're probably just, we're going to ease him along, we'll get after the bye, midpoint of the season, we'll ramp him up a little bit, and then maybe by the playoffs he's a full-time contributor. I think that's got to be their plan. You don't spend a second-round pick on a guy if you don't plan on using him. Or you don't spend a second-round pick on a guy if he's one drop away from not seeing the field again. You don't draft him there. If that is the line of demarcation on this, that if one little mistake like that means he's off the field, then you shouldn't have spent a second round pick on him. Let's go to Tim in Buffalo. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to talk about how I'm not really worried about the Steelers this week. I don't really think we need to play Gabe Davis. Hopefully Isaiah McKenzie is doing well. Hopefully he sits out as well. We're talking about Josh Allen here, a guy who, you know, won games as a rookie with Robert Foster and Zay Jones as 1-2. I don't see any reason for us to be worried about the Steelers or for them to even think about playing our injured guys against the Steelers. I think they got this on wraps.
Yeah, Tim, I think I agree with you that the Steelers are pretty much a non-threat. They are just so bad. And Pickett is a little bit intriguing. That's why I think He's a little bit, you know, a very fractional difference, but a fractional difference in the direct direction of a threat. He's more threatening to me than Trubisky is. I know what Trubisky is. Trubisky's not good. He doesn't throw the ball to the left side of the field, which is always weird about him. He's just not that good. He's just a backup quarterback in the NFL. So if I had him to come into town, I know what I'm getting. I know I'm dominating that football game. Pickett, pretty sure I'm dominating that game. And Sean McDermott's track record against rookies would also point to, I'm probably dominating that football game. But there's at least some unknown there. There's at least a little bit of an unknown. And that unknown is more threatening than anything Mitch Trubisky presents. Thank you for the call, Tim. That was Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. One more quick call, then we'll take a timeout. Lou in Rochester, you're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Lou?
Hi, Joe. I think you're right. I think that they're like keeping Cook like a sports car in a garage. They should let him have more play. He just needs to get to execute a little bit, more opportunities. That might come this week because I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to compete. And once he shows that he can do it on the field, I think the skills that you're mentioning will be self-evident. I see them already. But the coaches, especially offensive coordinator, seems not to have trust in them yet.
You know what? And for some reason, Lou, something you said just clicked this in my mind. I'm almost mad it took me this long to get to this thought. Is there a chance Ken Dorsey just doesn't know how to use James Cook? Because we know Brian Daboll knows how to use a player like that, right? We know it. There's not a lot of pre-snap motion going on with the Bills. There's not a lot of these jet sweeps, gadget plays. There's not a lot of stuff that's keeping defenses off their toes. Maybe that's it. That could be the answer. I'm not sure of that. I'd want to dig a little deeper on that to figure out if I think that's right, but isn't there some chance Ken Dorsey doesn't know how to use a player like James Cook? We got to get to my AFC Tuesday tiers. We'll take a timeout here. We'll get through some more phone calls. And I got my tiers coming up next here in the Extra Point Show on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.